are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. Hello and welcome today. God bless you. Thank you for joining us right here on WWBC 100.7 FM. We are Victory International Praise Ministries. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. You may join us at 250 North Babcock Street. In the city of Melbourne, Florida, our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, extend a hearty welcome and invitation for you to join us at the House of VIP. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. Today we're listening to the Kingdom Sound from Heaven. Whatever the Lord gives us and He drops it into our spirit, we come on and share that with you. Today I just want to open up with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you today for your word. I thank you for what you want to do in the lives of your people. Thank you for being an amazing God, a faithful God, a good God. I pray today, Father, that you give us spiritual stamina, supernatural spiritual stamina, that we will endure, that we will be faithful unto you and unto your word, that you give us strength and comfort in the inner man. I pray today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. I do want to give a quick shout out to Pastor Paul Esposito and the WWBC management. Thank you so much, Pastor Paul, for all that you do to allow the ministries to have this platform to teach and preach and proclaim the good news, the word of the Lord. So if you would join me as we turn in our Bibles quickly, we'll start at Proverbs 4. Verse 20, Proverbs 4, verse 20, and then we're going to go a little bit further. I'm flipping, as you are flipping, I hope I'll be there 1 second. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Okay, the pages want to stick today, but that is okay. I will get there. Okay. We're here. Proverbs 4, verse 20. And it reads, "My son, attend unto my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." The thought I have today is dealing with supernatural spiritual stamina. Supernatural spiritual stamina. Supernatural spiritual stamina. Supernatural spiritual stamina. That is the Kingdom Sound today, and that is what we need today. And that is what the Lord wants to give us today. Supernatural spiritual stamina. Okay. I thought about, the Lord just dropped this. I thought about in the natural, how do we get the energy, the vitamins, the nutrients, what we need to have stamina, to have energy, to not be weary, faint, tired, lacking strength. I looked at it from a natural perspective. And in the natural, we know, they say, what you put in your mouth, what we eat. They say, the quote goes, you are what you eat. Have you heard that before? You are what you eat. That's what they say. I want to say today, as in the natural, there's a similarity in the spirit realm. If you are what you eat in the natural, meaning if you eat hot dogs, French fries, pizza, fried chicken, cake, ice cream, soda, if hamburgers, onion rings, corn dogs, lots of butter, lots of fried foods, lots of fatty foods, lots of oil, you are what you eat. What do you think will be the outcome of that individual that only eats fatty, salty, greasy, high-calorie foods? What do you think will be the outcome? Let's flip it and take a look spiritually. You are what you eat. You are what you eat in the spirit realm. We're a triune being, body, soul, spirit. We talked about the natural. If you feed the body grease and garbage, salt and sugar, what will be the outcome of that body? In the spirit realm, body, soul, spirit, what will be the outcome? If you have an unhealthy spiritual diet, if you have a fatty, greasy, high-calorie, sugar, salty spiritual diet, the kingdom sound, supernatural spiritual stamina. God, give your people today supernatural spiritual stamina. You are what you eat. So what are we eating spiritually? How is our spiritual diet? How is our spiritual diet? What spiritually can we eat that's nutritious? What spiritually can we eat that builds up our body, bones, tissues, blood cells? In the spirit realm, let's start with the most nutritious thing. Let's start with the most nutritious thing. And you know what it is, right? The very Word of God. The very Word of God. The best thing. You are what you eat. Naturally and spiritually. You are what you eat naturally and spiritually. The Word of God, the Bible, the dustiest book in our homes sometimes, that is the most nutritious, consecrated and full of spiritual vitamins and nutrients to build us up in the things of God, to build us up in our most holy faith in the Word of God, to build us up. That is the number one food source for believers. That is the number one food source for believers. We are to eat this word. We are to eat this bread. We are to eat our spiritual food. 1 Peter 2:2 tells us, like a newborn babe, when a babe is born into the world, they're vulnerable, they're fragile. It says, like a newborn babe, I'm to long for the pure milk of the word. The word has no contaminants. It's pure, safe to consume, no toxins. It says to, like a newborn babe, desire and long for the word of God so you may grow thereby. We grow in salvation. We grow in the knowledge of God. We grow in the knowledge of his character. We grow up. Why? A baby don't stay a baby forever. You can't be 57 and stay in the form of a baby. Something is wrong. You can't be 72 and you still in the form and shape of a baby, of an infant. Something is wrong, but we've got to eat the Word of God. We've got to eat the Word of God. We've got to eat it. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. The Word is good, and it's good for us. Supernatural spiritual stamina. Supernatural spiritual stamina. Isaiah 55, another scripture, Isaiah 55 and 2, tells us we spend our energy and efforts on that which is not bread. Those things that don't satisfy, those things that have no substance, we waste our time, effort, and energy for the things that don't satisfy. But he tells us we can eat of the Word of God. We can delight ourselves in the abundance of the Word of God. We can delight ourselves and eat to our abundance the Word. Oh, we can taste and see that the Word of God is good. That is our number one main course, packed with spiritual vitamins and nutrients. The Word of God, the scripture tells us, is sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to cut out the toxins and the poisons, but we've got to put it in us so the Word can work in us. The topic, supernatural spiritual stamina. Why is the Word of God so important? We are to read it. We are to eat it. Eat it like the scripture tells us. Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, not natural food alone. It is insufficient. It only serves to give energy to the flesh. But there is a need that we feed our spirit man. It can't eat a hamburger. My spirit man can't eat a hamburger. My spirit man can't eat a hot dog. My spirit man can't digest a French fry. So therefore, just like I feed my body natural food, I have a responsibility to feed my spirit man spirit food so I can grow, so I can endure, so I can last, so I can have stamina. So I can have supernatural stamina of God. It doesn't come from a hot dog. The supernatural stamina of God does not come from a French fry. But God has to deposit that in me. God has to deposit that in me. I get it by depositing and eating the Word in my spirit. I get it by filling my spirit man with the Word of God. I get it by filling my spirit man with the things of God. That's how I get God's supernatural spiritual stamina. So we read the Word, we declare the Word, we pray the Word, we possess the Word, we meditate, we mutter, we repeat. What does the Word say? We get it in our spirit. We get it. We get it. We chew. When we meditate on the Word, we chew it. We chew. We chew. As we chew natural food, guess what? We break it down into bite-sized pieces so our natural bodies can digest it. We meditate on the Word of God spiritually. That is how we chew. We chew on it. We get all the nutrients. We get all of the vitamins. We get all of the amino acids out of it. We chew. We chew on that Word. We break it down into bite-sized pieces until our spirit man can digest it. The spirit man say, oh, this is good. The spirit man chew, eats, digests. So we speak the Word in our hearing. We speak the Word in our hearing. We say what God says. Let it get inside of us. The Word does not need to be external, but it needs to be digested. It needs to be taken in just like natural food. We take it in. We take in the Word of God. We build up our endurance. That's why the Word of God is so important. It builds up our endurance. We're talking about kingdom sounds, spiritual, supernatural stamina. With spiritual, supernatural stamina, we can have victory. Oh, it's important. If you just eat junk food all day, you have no strength, you have no energy, you have no stamina, you have no ability to last. You are weak, you are weary, you are vulnerable. That's when the enemy likes to prey on us, prey on those that do not read their Bible, prey on those that do not pray. You become prey if you don't pray. You become prey. But God today wants you to know, wants me to know, hey, man of God, hey, woman of God, there is a spiritual, supernatural, spiritual stamina available for you in God. You don't have to be tossed to and fro. You don't have to run out of steam. You don't have to put down your religion. There is supernatural, spiritual stamina. Oh, you can stand. You don't have to resort to natural fights. You don't have to resort to natural tantrums. You don't have to resort to a lower level nature living. You don't have to go back in sin. You don't have to go to the base flesh carnal responses. No. Not if you eat this. You can rise up in supernatural strength. You can rise up in supernatural grace. You can rise up in Jesus. So we read the word, we declare the word, we pray it until we possess it. We eat it, we chew it, we meditate on it until we possess it, until it becomes into our DNA, until it becomes in our spirit, man, until it becomes running through our supernatural bloodstream. It's not in our physical bloodstream, but it can be running in my spiritual bloodstream, the word of God in my belly. Okay, so I'm looking at the time. I'm going to run out, but I'm going to give you what I got in the moments I have. We talked about the Word of God being the chief primary food substance for us to live lives that reflect supernatural spiritual stamina. I want to add, we've got to drink water, right? In the natural, we got to drink water. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He went without food during the fast, but our bodies, we've got to drink water. Our bodies must have water. What is the water? The water is the Holy Spirit of God. What is the water? The water is the Holy Spirit of God. How are we trying to do life without the life-giving water of the Spirit of God? You're dry. You're parched. Your lips are cracked and chapped. My lips are cracked and chapped. We let ourselves become dry and parched and cracked and dusty. Without that happens without the Holy Spirit of God. Supernatural, spiritual stamina. We must drink of the Spirit of God. We must drink of the Spirit of God. We must drink. The scripture tells us there is living water available to the people of God. There is living water, not stale, putrid, foul water. We have living water through the Holy Spirit of God. He is the living water. The Holy Spirit of God is the living water. He wants to saturate us. Come out of the drought. Come out of the drought. Come out of the dry places. The Holy Spirit of God is symbolized by water. Symbolized by water. What? He cleanses us. Water. How do we become clean in the natural? You get in the shower, you get in the bathtub. Water, supernatural spiritual stamina. Water to drink. You must drink of this water. Water to bathe, to be cleansed. He cleanses us. He washes us. He restores and redeems us. We must have water. We cannot make it without spiritual food, the bread from heaven, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the spiritual water that God gives to those that are thirsty, streams of living water. The scripture told us in John 4:14, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, Jesus said, shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him, it will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. God wants that for you and I, that the well of water would be in us, springing up in us. Life-giving water source, perpetual. That is the power of the Holy Spirit that is available to you and I today, that we can walk in and experience the supernatural spiritual stamina of God. These are trying times where it is necessary, it is essential that we not walk and live by sight, but that we walk and live by faith, that we walk and live by the every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You are what you eat. As it is in the natural, so is it spiritually. We are what we eat. We've got to consume the right things. We've got to consume the things of God. We've got to consume the things that strengthen us in the inner man. We've got to consume the Word of God like never before. It is so important that we are filling ourselves with the Word, that we're filling ourselves with the mind of Christ, that we're filling and understanding the Word of God and the Scriptures, what God is revealing to us. These are times in order to not be deceived, in order to have spiritual stamina, in order to have supernatural stamina. It's going to take the Word. It's going to take the Holy Spirit. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take repentance. It's going to take drawing closer to God. It's going to take seeking His face. It's going to take fasting. It's going to take committing ourselves fully to God, wholeheartedly, completely, that we can have the stamina of God, that we will not quit in these trying times, that we will not lose heart, that we will not lose faith, that we will not lose our reward, that we will stay the course in God. So my time is almost up for today, but I thank you and I thank God for those of you tuning in weekly, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. The Kingdom Sounds from Victory International Praise Ministries. Once again, we're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Shout out to our pastors, Thomas and Teresa Robinson, and WWBC 100.7 FM, Pastor Paul Exposito, and the WWBC management and organization. I thank you for listening. I pray that you are encouraged by this word of the Lord. May you hold fast to the faith and to the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question about the kind of words Christians use. In Colossians 4:6, Paul writes, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned as it were with salt, so that you may know how you should respond to each person." Well, John, what did Paul have in mind with that strange phrase, "seasoned with salt"?
Well, I think it's a pretty simple analogy, actually. The Apostle Paul recognizes that salt plays a role in food. It did then, it does now, and it makes it tasty. It makes it more delectable. It makes it more acceptable to us. We enjoy the enhancement of the flavor of it, and that's exactly what he's talking about in our speech. We ought to be speaking always in a gracious way and adding flavor to what we say, adding delight to what we say, because we're careful in the way we frame our words. I guess in a negative sense, you could say what this is warning us against is being quick to speak and being curt or abrupt or thoughtless or unkind or unnecessarily blunt. We need to make sure that we flavor our words, that they are gracious words to start with, and they're appropriately flavored so that they will be well received by the person with whom we speak. So easy to sin with your tongue, isn't it? Yeah, that's what James warns us about. Whoever doesn't do that's a perfect man. Always remember that. Speak with grace and season it in an appropriate way to make it more delightful.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you'd like to submit a question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
You're waiting on God to do it. He's already done it. That's why He put you there. You felt alone? That's right. He wanted you to be alone like Joseph was. Sometimes what accompanies stewards is loneliness. Sometimes it's claustrophobia. Sometimes He puts you in a squeeze, a tight spot. Sometimes He will allow your ankles to be hurt with fetters.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Six Pillars for Growing Stewards. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 5.
Your situation is not an excuse for you to just throw all of your hands up and say, I don't care about how things wind up. You are charged by God even now to be a good steward. I don't care what you're going through. Be a good steward of what He placed over your life. Eventually, you're going to come up out of the dungeons.